It's Wednesday. No, it's not. It's Thursday. God. Start again. It's Thursday, the 17th of March. St. Patrick's Day. Hail, glorious St. Patrick, dear saint of our isles. Yeah, big celebration. And of course, thinking about all the friends I have who are in Ireland at the current time, or who are Irish. Actually, I have heritage in Ireland. From my mother's side, my granda, my mother's side, James. Irish. I remember his beautiful Irish brogue, his Irish accent. Wonderful. But it's just everyone who's got thoughts, relatives, heritage, friends, associates, whatever, on St. Patrick's Day. Hope you all have a wonderful day. It's amazing how it's one of the biggest celebrations. I hear geese coming. Is there somewhere? Can't see them, they must be above the cloud line. Isn't that a wonderful sound? As I was saying about St. Patrick's Day, it's amazing how this one saint has or causes so much celebration every year. I'm thinking about in particular New York St. Patrick's Day celebrations. I've never been, but my wife's sister and her man have been, and they were blown away with the whole thing. But anyway, so St. Patrick's Day. It's 29. No, it's not. It's 2010, because we had an extra hour and a half in bed this morning. We better long lie, because my wife's not going up to her family today, because we're going off tomorrow morning. So she wants to get on with some things around about the house and up the town, and I've got the car to wash and clean. So it'll be not a busy day, but just things to do before we head off. So I thought we'd treat ourselves to a bit of a lie-in. I slept okay last night, actually. I had over 5 hours of deep blue sleep, which is pretty good, but disturbed 3 times during the night for a comfort break. I've never fathomed this out yet. It doesn't matter what I drink, or how little I drink, or how much I drink. It's just unpredictable. Let's put it that way. Maybe I'm going to go with Bernie Goldbach's "Who's That Top Gold?" Theory that I might have a OAB. No, not an OAP. I'm already that. An OAB. An overactive bladder. And he's overnight. And I have no doubt that his daughter and his son will be doing something with the schools in the nursery, something for St. Patrick's Day today. Absolutely sure about it. So it's an overcast great. But what happened to the good weather we were going to have? We were told there was a big high pressure settling over the country and it's going to bring some really nice weather. Well, Monday they got it right because Monday was a glorious day. It took its time, but it turned out a glorious day. Tuesday was miserable as hell. Yesterday was not very much better. Well, it was better, but you know, not. We didn't have the sunshine we thought we were going to get. This morning it's grey, overcast. There's no sun about, and the air's so calm. So definitely we've got a high. But I guess what they didn't fathom on was that this high was going to be gently pulling in cool air from the North Sea, and that's what's killing it. The temps. That's why there's no temps. So I'm feeling okay. Right, one more thing today. I had a busy day yesterday. You wouldn't believe how busy a day I had yesterday. Got so many things done. So much done or so many things done. Yeah, that's it. And the garden, yeah, has all been raked over. The borders, all the dead leaves from the middle to the front edge of the border have been raked clean down to the soil, leaves gathered and put back into the garden. That's what I do. Leaves I recycle, always go back and give the garden back what it gives you. Loads that have been mulched, put down as a mulch, and others that's been put on the compost pile behind the laurel bush, and that will go be dug into the borders later on. So the garden is looking tidy. Let's just say tidy. Close to do. There's a lot, hell of a lot going on this morning with the robins. The robins are obviously in high mating, courting mode at the moment. There's three or four just in my garden, all flying about, shooting about. Obviously males chasing females. And I don't know what's going on in the laurel bush. No idea. Sounds like panic. But it's definitely panic. I have to go and over and see, tiptoe over, even see what it is. See what that's all about. Doesn't sound right. Doesn't sound right. Anyway, nature. It's intriguing. I can't see. It's all hidden away. Ah, it's a Stubbs. It's a male sparrow, house sparrow. And I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what all the calling's about. I can see him, but or I could see him, where he was. I don't know what it was all about. Unless it was maybe two males fighting, something like that. Fighting over a girl, no doubt. Yeah, those girls. There's a rocky on the fence, and there's a rocky down the garden. Now it's in the apple tree. A lot of courting going on. Golden courting, golden courting. What was that song from again? I can't remember, huh? Funny how songs, words, trigger thoughts of songs. probably could say just about any word or any short phrase, and it triggers a song or something. So a grey morning, cool again, grey but at least not harsh, horrible harsh. And at least I'm not getting, or we're not getting wet snow. At least storm at my N2FGC, nice to get good coffee, nice to find good coffee, I should say. I know Lee over there in the United States of America. Yeah. It's getting wet snow. We call it slush. No, we call it sleet. And when it's on the ground and it's wet, it's slush. So loads to do on this fine, fine grey morning. Well, I think I'll need a fleece today again. Yes, definitely. It's fleece. Still fleece weather yet. God, where's that sunshine? Come on, Lord. Give us a break. Give us a break. Kick some of that sun out today for us.